The Wild West has moved north, where money comes out of the ground, fortunes are made by day and squandered by night. That's North Dakota's energy boom. And look who's got a front row seat.
I'm going to stick around and see who wins. I can't turn this over to some greenhorn kid, you know, right during the middle of a boom. So I'm going to stick around.
That's Scott Bushing, sheriff of Williams County, North Dakota, who has watched his world change radically in less than a decade. Before the oil boom back in 2005, the Williston Police Department in his county received about 4,000 calls. By 2011, that number more than tripled to over 15,000 calls. Crime, traffic accidents, drunken, disorderly, you name it. All a consequence of the black gold in North Dakota's Bakken Shale. The environmental controversy is now a cultural revolution, and veteran cop Sheriff Bushing is right in the middle of it.
We see a lot of aggravated assaults, a lot of bar fights. I think one of the biggest problems we have, of course, is just traffic and the number of traffic crashes. I only covered 188 accidents in 2008. Last year, I covered like 704, and so far this year, I've got about 520.
So in terms of law enforcement, what are the challenges? Is it just a population explosion? You're under-resourced? Or are people behaving differently than they used to in quiet Williston, North Dakota?
Well, it's a combination of all of that. You know, you never have enough resources being a government agency up here, especially at the county level. As far as people misbehaving, you know, you get that when you got a bunch of young guys with a pile of money and, you know, they'll work maybe 10, 12 days on and get a week off. And if they don't go back to their families where they came from, well, then they're around here, you know, at the bars.
So why wouldn't the boom give you more resources?
Of course, our tax base has increased, but there's an extraction tax that comes with taking oil out of the ground here. Unfortunately, that doesn't necessarily go back to the oil and gas producing counties. It goes to the state. They've just started with the last legislature of opening up some of that funds to come back here. I know that Williams County sends $6 million a day to the state for oil extraction taxes just out of the county. We'd like to see more of that come back here.
Yeah, well, you could get a few more traffic monitoring vehicles, I would think.
And we're doing that. Our biggest problem with hiring here is not the lack of personnel, it's the lack of affordable housing. The fact that a two-bedroom apartment here will cost you $2,500 to $2,800 a month takes a big hit on the paycheck.
Well, how long have you been in law enforcement, Sheriff?
It'd be 35 years, I believe.
Now, 35 years later, you know, you're getting to feel like maybe it'd be great if things were winding down and sort of relaxing a little bit, maybe thinking a little bit about retirement.
Well, I tell you, I gave it some serious thought, but I like to think of it as a house remodel project. You know, your house is getting really crappy on you. So you decide, okay, we got to do something. So you start the remodel, and then it's really bad. Dirty, dusty, nasty, and whatever. But there's going to come a time when we're done, and it might be pretty nice. I'm seeing more restaurants, more retail. Some of the roads are getting expanded, getting to be safer. I think we're going to have a pretty nice place here.
Between now and then, there may come a day when, you know, you block off the street for the gunfight in front of the saloon. Are we getting to that point there in Williston?
Well, there's a little bit more gunplay and knife play going on. You know, our culture has changed. We're getting people from all over the country, which was a culture shock to a lot of people here to begin with. You know, you could have related us to Mayberry 10 years ago, that we knew everybody and sit out in the front porch and watch everybody go by and that type of thing. And we've become a full-service, big-city police department. We have knifings and homicides and aggravated assaults and crashes and chases, and our jail's only 4 years old and it's full now. I prefer it to be empty. I don't like all of the crime, but again, in our business, it's busy. You see new things every day. So we've had to professionalize, and we've done that. But it is an exciting place to work. You're busy all the time, chasing call to call.
So you actually like being a sheriff, even though it's, you know, hundreds and hundreds of car accidents, you know, misbehaving boys in the middle of what seems like, you know, San Francisco during the gold rush.
Absolutely. My job is not done here. I could have retired 5 years ago, pulled my pension and just left. And again, we thought about that. But you know what? I'm going to stick around and see who wins. I can't turn this over to some greenhorn kid, you know, right during the middle of a boom. So I'm going to stick around.
So let's say radio host from Brooklyn, spent decades in New York City, wants to just pull up stakes and come out to Williston, North Dakota, and I wander into your office. What would you advise me about changing my behavior so that I could be successful there in North Dakota if New York City is all I've ever known?
First of all, have a skill. A lot of the media has portrayed this as, you know, you can walk in here this afternoon and have a job paying $100,000 a year. That's not true. If you don't have a marketable skill, you're going to be on the street. We don't have shelters. You know, there's thousands of campers parked all over this county. And, you know, you're looking at 20 below here in another month. And you can look at the Amtrak station and a bus station down here on any given day, and you see some of these sad souls walking off there with a backpack and 20 bucks figuring this is where it's at. And they get cold and get hungry, and 2-3 weeks later, they're either in a mental health system or the jail system, or they've gone back.
A lot of changes there in North Dakota. Sheriff, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Scott Bushing is the four-term sheriff of Williams County in Williston, North Dakota.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.